Next patient is Mark Walczak. W-A-L-C, Z like in Zulu, A-K. W-A-L-C-Z-A-K, Mark. This is a 73-year-old white male that is following the practice after he had ANCA-positive crescentic glomerulonephritis. The patient was treated with Cetoxan and prednisone. Currently, the patient is on 5 milligrams of prednisone as maintenance dose. The patient is feeling well. Comes today for a follow-up. In the laboratory workup that was done on January the 30th of 2024, the proteinase 3 antibody was less than 1, and the myeloperoxidase antibody was 1.7. The cutoff for the myeloperoxidase is 1, period. The patient is completely asymptomatic. In the kidney function, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 38, an estimated GFR of 54 mLs per minute, albumin of 4.1, liver function test with their normal limits, and serum electrolytes and blood sugar with their normal limits. Following number, anemia. The patient has a hemoglobin of 10.7 and hematocrit of 32. He's taking vitamin B12. He is going to the cancer center with the purpose of anemia treatment, but the appointments have been spaced out to every 6 months because the patient has not needed either iron infusion or Procrate. We are going to evaluate the iron metabolism, B12 and folate. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. Following number, vitamin D on supplementation. Following number, a hyperlipidemia under control with the administration of atorvastatin. A following number, patient has BPH that is treated with the administration of finasteride. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I spent 8 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 16 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.